Right now, though, some serious things happening right around the nation and in our midst as well. We're talking COVID. Let's get the Premier on. Good morning, Stephen Marshall.
Good morning, Jets. Good morning, Roo. Good morning to all your listeners.
The Victorian situation, I'm just wondering how it affects us or how it changes your thinking. We're told that last night there was quite a big queue at the border. What can you tell us? What's the latest?
Look, there was a queue at the border. People could come in up until midnight. There are some change restrictions today. We are really concerned about what's happened in Victoria. They've now got 85 exposure sites, people that had been at the MCG. And I suppose we're very concerned about that situation. We want to monitor it for a couple of days. So we've put those border restrictions with Victoria back into place. And of course, they've announced subsequently that they're going into a 5-day lockdown. So I think that just demonstrates just how serious this situation is with this New South Welsh removalist that came into Victoria, came into South Australia. We're very fortunate at the moment because everybody that we have in quarantine and all the testing that's come back is giving us some hope in South Australia. But we've also got to be realistic. Since the 8th of July, we've had almost 9,000 people come across that border from Victoria. So it's quite possible we have somebody here with it at the moment. And that's why we're just really pleading with people. If you develop any symptoms, don't go out and about. Don't go to work. Go and get yourself tested. And please use the QR code. Check in as much as possible.
So those 8,700 people that have come back since that date, what are the expectations on them?
Look, I hope, well, they've all received a message from SA Health, and we're monitoring the situation, finding out whether they were anywhere near any of the new exposure sites. If they were, we put them into 14 days of quarantine. So we're doing a risk assessment on those. And I've got to say, the cooperation in South Australia, you know, it's just outstanding, Roo. People don't argue with SA Health. They don't argue with SA Police. They know that these are really heavy restrictions and they're very frustrating, especially around school holidays. They're very, very difficult on business. But it's these sacrifices that are really keeping our state safe. But we don't want to have a lockdown here.
But it's
we
not...
know how devastating it is. Mm. And so these sort of precautions that we're taking, I think, are the ones that we need to. We just don't want this to get a foothold here in South Australia.
So it's not if people have come home and have been in Greater Melbourne. It's a bit I'm just a bit hard to understand what's written in the paper today. The people that have come home, it talks about Greater Melbourne, but are you saying it's only if they're at the exposure sites?
Well, it depends on when they come back. So after today, there is 14 days of quarantine from people from Greater Melbourne, Geelong and Bacchus Marsh. If they've been in the country, they've got to get tests on day 1, day 5, day 13. But really, I was talking about the 8,700 that have come in from the 8th of July right through until midnight last night. We're really concerned about them. If they've been to the MCG, if they've been to one of these exposure sites, we really want to talk to them and make sure that if they were in a dangerous situation, then we really need to put them into quarantine. Now, look, a lot of them might have been holidaying in country Victoria, maybe over in the snow. We're not so concerned about those. But if they've been into Greater Melbourne, especially if they've been to an exposure site, we really want to talk to them. We really want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to chase down every single lead for this disease. No stone unturned. We just don't want lockdowns here in South Australia. This morning, Route, 12 million Australians are waking up to a lockdown, and we don't want it here.
No, for sure. Premier, Truckee from Williamstown has just texted us asking the question. He's saying, look, not everyone works 9 to 5 anymore. When can we get to where we've got multiple 24-hour vaccination centres? Is that on the cards?
Well, look, we've really extended the times, and some of them are open till 9 o'clock at night, so they're open from first thing in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
But look, we'll look at whatever we have to do to get people vaccinated. At the moment, though, Jits, the demand and supply are pretty much in balance here in South Australia. The issue for us, of course, is we don't manufacture the mRNA, you know, the Pfizer vaccine in Australia, so we're really constrained to how many we can get in. And I think, you know, General Frewen's doing a great job. He's managing this for Australia, and he's been able to bring forward millions and millions of doses. So I think we'll see that supply massively increase in the coming weeks. But we've got to make sure that we're constantly saying to people, look, the way out of this is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And that's our message to people.
Where do you stand on building a new hotel quarantine or a new purpose-built facility so we don't get these leaks that we've had since COVID's come in. So do you think we need to build a new one for nationally or in each state, or are you comfortable with the Medi hotels?
Well, all I can say, Roo, is we're down to 265 coming in per week here in South Australia. So we've massively, massively reduced the risk. And I just take my advice from the health experts. They're satisfied with what we've got at the moment. The feds are not giving any money for replacement of existing facilities. And so, as I've said on your program before, it's not like moving this to another postcode. The disease is going to say, "Oh, right, well, we're here now. I won't spread myself around." I mean, there's going to be risk wherever you bring in people from overseas. And I think that the people in our hotel quarantine arrangements have done a fantastic job. They really have.
Mm. Premier, thanks once again for your time.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Premier of South Australia, Stephen Marshall. Mm. Roo, by the way, something we should mention, Mel put us onto this, you're wanting to get your vaccination.
I'm booked.
If people are out there are cancellations every day now, Mel, aren't there? Because some people are told, you can't get in until September or you can't get in until October. Well,
that's what happened to me, but then Mel said check every day and there's a lot more appointments come on daily. You just need to keep a real eye on it. If you're keen to get it done and... Yeah, I'm one of those, and I did what Mel said, and I'm booked in for Monday.
Yeah, I mean, we looked on one particular day, and there was nothing until August, and we looked the next day, and there's 20 appointments the following day.
Yep. Yeah.
So if something doesn't suit keep you, checking. Maybe don't book it that day. Have a look the next day. It'll be there.